Sechta Sanhedrin Perktes Mishnah Dalit. We now come to the case of one person who's mechuyah of two different deaths, and we want to know, meaning he's mechuyah, he did two averas that make him chayiv two different Mises Bezdin, and we want to know now which of the Mises Bezdin do we carry out on him. Zakta Mishnah, Mishnah is chayiv b'shtei Mises Bezdin. Someone did two different averas, and each avera independently makes him chayiv Misa, but he did that. But they're not the same. They're not the same misa. Let's say one is skila and one is hereg. So we don't know which one should we carry out on him. Zakta Mishnah nidan b'chamura. We give him the more chamur of the two, and it doesn't matter which one he did first. The Tanakhama holds we give him the more chamur death. Avar avera sheyesh b'shtei misas. What happens if he did one act that in and of itself contains two isurim that each one independently makes him chayiv misa? So for example, someone is mezana with his mother-in-law while she's married. So there's two averas in there. Number one, eishes ish, which you get chenek. And number two, a mother-in-law, which you get sreifa. Okay? So the question is, do you get the sreifa? Do you get the chenek? Tanakama, nida mechamura, we give him the more chamur of the two, which in this case would be sreifa. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, nidon bezika harishonish shebaalav. We go based on whichever iser came first. So if she was married first before, and then he married the daughter, so then the first iser that came on that woman is an iser of eishes ish. However, let's say she was a widow, and then he married the daughter while she was a widow. So the first iser that came on was the iser of a mother-in-law. And then she got remarried. So in that case, the iser would be only the iser of a mother-in-law. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi holds of the principle of ein iser chalal iser, that you can't have two isurim on one item. And therefore, this lady, she only has one iser at any given time, even if she's married and is a mother-in-law. So therefore, we're going to look at whichever iser came first, that's the iser that he's going to be punished for, and it doesn't matter whether it results in a more harsher form of death, of execution, or a more lenient one. Zok Mishnah, Misha Laka Vishana. You have someone who did an avera for which he's chayiv kares, but there were Edom and Asras, so he got Malkus. Then he did it a second time, and he got Malkus again. Now he went back and he did it a third time. So already by the third time, he's considered someone that is just a repeat offender. And since it's a chayve kares, we're not going to let him off the hook. So therefore, what happens is Bezdin puts him to death, but they don't give him a regular form of misa. They do a special kind of misa. Zakta Mishnah, what do they do? Bezdin machnisa maisa l'chipa. Bezdin brings him into a cell, so they imprison him. But it's a very tight cell. He doesn't have room to move around. And then what do? They give him only bread and water, minimal bread and water, so that his stomach shrinks. And then they give him barley, which is very heavy and which expands, and therefore it causes his stomach to burst. And in that way, the person gets a misa that is sort of equivalent to kares, because again, he did an avera, this is for the third time. Similarly, somebody committed a murder, but there weren't Edim, and it can't mean literally there were no Edim, because then obviously he couldn't be punished. It means he's getting off because of a technicality. Let's say the Edim didn't give him proper Asra, but they saw him do the act, or maybe the Edim differed in a non-essential detail of the Edus, which we talked about in one of the earlier Parakim. But again, they're confident, and we as Bezdin are confident that he committed the murder. So again, we're not going to let him off the hook. Rather, machnisa noisa lechipa, we bring him into a cell. O machila noisa lechem tzara mayim lachatz. And we feed him, again, small rations of bread and water. And then eventually we give him the barley, which causes his stomach to burst. And in that way, he gets punished for his actions.